Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, and music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns with the Orchestre National de Lille, conducted by Jun Markel. The opening music is from the Overture to Phaeton, who is the son of Helios, who was the Greek sun god. One day, Phaeton asks his dad if he can drive the sun chariot. Helios reluctantly agrees. The story ends with Phaeton losing control of the horses and bringing the sun too close to the earth, at which point Zeus intervenes by striking Phaeton with a lightning bolt, at which point he crashes into the river, where the river nymphs mourn and bury him. Clearly, being a Greek god was a complicated matter. Camille Saint-Saëns was born in 1835 and is one of the most extraordinary musical prodigies in the history of Western music. He enjoyed a successful career as a pianist and composer, but during his own lifetime, he went from championing such progressive figures as Wagner and Liszt to becoming a much more conservative voice whose old-fashioned tastes were very much at odds with the innovative developments of people like Debussy and Stravinsky. Here is Marche Héroïque, composed in 1870 as a symbol of resistance during the Siege of Paris. Saint-Saëns dedicated it to the memory of his friend, the painter Henri Regnault, killed in the battlefield on the 19th of January, 1871. Marche Héroïque by Camille Saint-Saëns. The symphonic poem La Jeunesse d'Hercule has less of a programmatic story and is more about the general opposition between pleasure and virtue, with Hercules, Hercule, opting for virtue. After a mysterious opening, the hero is introduced through two successive themes. First a noble-sounding one, and then a more passionate theme. The Spinning Wheel of Omphale was first performed in a two-piano version in December of 1871 and then in the orchestral version a couple of months later. It paints Hercules in a somewhat less than flattering light. The story concerns itself with the punishment of Hercules for the inadvertent murder of one of his guests, a most unfortunate occurrence, especially for the dead guest. The goddess Hera condemns him to serve Queen Omphale of Lydia while disguised as a woman, and for 3 years he slaves away, spinning wool for her on a spinning wheel. Thank you. Camille Saint-Saëns lived from 1835 until December of 1921. He was born when Felix Mendelssohn was alive and lived long enough that Stravinsky's ballets Petrushka, The Firebird, and The Rite of Spring were all performed within his lifetime. He also would have been witness to the great social upheavals of his time, including the Franco-Prussian War of 1870 and World War I. But he remained a musical traditionalist at heart, believing in the importance of melody and form. This may account for his fascination with old forms of music, which he could use as the basis for his own compositions. For example, his sarabande, a rigaudon for orchestra. Here is that sarabande. Since its creation in 1976, the Orchestre National de Lille has established itself as a leading French orchestra. Each year, the orchestra performs in its own concert hall, in its own region, across France and abroad. And thanks to its fully digital studio, the orchestra has developed an ambitious recording schedule with more than 30 albums to date. German-born conductor Jun Markel, the conductor on this album, was music director of the Orchestre National de Lyon from 2005 till 2011. That's a different French orchestra, and was principal conductor and artistic advisor of the Leipzig Radio Orchestra until 2012. Here he is conducting the rigaudon part of Sarabande et Rigaudon. Thank you. was the Rigaudon from Sarabande de Rigaudon. You have been listening to symphonic poems by Camille Saint-Saëns and performances by the Orchestre National de Lille, conducted by June Markle. All of them collected into one album, Naxos Catalog Number 8.573745. To go out, here's the ending to what is probably the most famous of Saint-Saëns' symphonic poems, Danse Macabre. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.